Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Welcome to Monsters Radio. Wet, wet Wednesdays, where we play only the sexy music. It's not all slow, but it's definitely sexy. Get in. So go ahead, kick back, relax a little bit. I'm hoping y'all can feel us tonight. Yeah. So we're going to play some music to help y'all shake your ass. Then we're gonna play some more music to help you shake your ass. So go ahead, get you some Moscato, a lover, roll one, and put it in the bus. Monsters Radio, Wet, Wet Wednesday. Ooh, wee.
Monsters Radio, Wet, Wet Wednesdays starts now.
All I really wanna know is, baby, what you doing all that jazz? I hope I ain't offend nobody, but I'll be all over that jazz. Oh, what be you with all? You should put them on notice, cause if your eyes keep landing on my zipper, it could get a little crazy, baby. Do you have any idea what that thing you've got can do? If you want it like I want it, then you know that girl is home. I ain't giving you the wrong idea. Oh, baby, girl, I'm about to lose my mind. I've always thought you looked so right. What you doing with all that there? All that there? No, won't you bring me out sometime? Let me sample some of that good. What you doing with all that there? All that there? I just wanna know. Walk a cubit feeling yourself, baby, go get it. The way you're moving your body, girl, you got me going crazy. Oh, careful, girl, I'm gonna ball. If I keep getting closer to you, I gotta stay in control, girl. Do you have any idea what that thing you've got can do? Oh, I don't really wanna fall back, babe. If you want it like I want it, then you know that girl is home. I ain't giving you the wrong idea. Oh, baby, girl, I'm about to lose my mind. I'm falling cause you're looking so right. Don't wear all that day. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. All that day. All that day. Won't you bring me off sometime? Let me sample some of that good. What you doing with all that day?
All that day.
All that day.
All that day. I wanna put my hands on your hips.
On your hips.
So make sure I get a grip. I bet you I can make the thing slip. You should bring it over here so I can kiss both lips. Why? Cause you know and I know if we go back to my mansion, your body's so fuego. And you got me feeling like Scarface. It's okay, cause my sex game real.
Great sex and conversation, stimulation, foreign places we go. When other brothers tried to holler, she show her tattoo of El Bib DeVoe. Hell yeah, she mine. And hell yeah, she fine. But you can still stare, you wanna know how I know?
How you know?
Cause when I ask her what's mine, she be like, all that there. Yeah, all that there.
I'm about to lose my mind. I'm falling cause you're looking so right. What you doing with all that there? All that there. Bring me on sometime. Let me sample some of that good. What you doing with all that day? All that day. I just wanna know. I'm about to lose my mind.
I'm about to
I'm falling cause you're looking so right.
Oh, baby.
All that day.
Hey.
All that day.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Won't you bring me on sometime? Let me sample some of that good. What you doing with all that day? All that day.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, Wet, Wet Wednesday. That's Bell Biv DeVoe, also known as BBD. It's called All That There. So up next, I got them and SWV. We don't do double plays around here. We do second rounds. Skeet, skeet. So, all right, here we go. Wet, Wet Wednesday. We're going to open the lines right after this,
hey,
y'all.
Yo, Taz.
Yeah.
You know, I've been seeing you backstage and all that. I didn't know you was this tall in your heels. right, you know. My crew, your crew, we're gonna make this do what it do. Be your sleep.
Monstrous Radio, Wet Wet Wednesday, online radio with the roar of ooh-wee. Every Wednesday night, we got Miss Unbelievable, we got Jazzy B with us, and we gonna see what the hell y'all talking about tonight. So what's good, ladies? How y'all feeling tonight? Hello.
Hey, hey, hey. How y'all doing?
What's good, Jazzy?
What's happening? What's happening? Hey, hey, hey.
Okay, Miss Unbelievable.
Hi, y'all. I'm so well. I'm so ready for this night. You know.
Mhm. Okay.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah, because I'm ready to get down and dirty and nasty and, you know, and have some fun. Like, bro. Like, because that's just what we do on Wednesday. I'm just saying.
Okay. Sound like you got some sexual stress release to get rid of. All right, work it out. Kick the leg out. Make it do what it do.
That's every
okay.
That's every night. That's every night. But tonight we gonna have some fun. Yes.
Oh, okay. Okay. So so tonight's the night we play sexy R&B music. We have sexy conversation. Me and the ladies, so, you know, usually we ask the people if y'all got topics, but we're not going to do that right now. We're going to come up with our own topics. We're going to do our own thing and then see if y'all can get in where y'all fit in or if it fit in. Look, I'm just going to stop, nasty-ass old man. And one of the things I want to talk about tonight. I'm going to put it out here. We're going to let it marinate a little bit. I mean, we can tap on it if y'all want. But it's Halloween coming up, as everybody knows. But I call it Freak-a-ween, the freak holiday, you know, because it's the only time of the year you can dress up in some freaky, icky shit and not be judged. You dig? I'm just saying, the only night you can come out of the motherfucking bathroom dressed as Shrek and your woman ain't finna call the police. You feel me? You can go as drastic as you want. You just got to do it on Halloween, and it's going to be everything. So I want to know, do people use Halloween as a chance to go a little more freaky with their role playing? What type of freaky shit do you like? Any freaky role playing that you did in the past? Things like that. So that's my sexy thing that I want to talk about. The freak holiday, Freak-a-ween. How do y'all call it? Halloween. I call it Freak-o-ween. So, all right, ladies. Yeah. So, all right, y'all got some other things that we can talk about a little bit later. Seeing that it's Wet, Wet Wednesday.
I got, you know, mine's is, you know, for the ladies. Ladies, what's worse? You know, what's worse? And you got some choices. I'm going to give you some choices. And I just want to know what's worse. Lives with his mom.
Uh-huh.
Can't fuck. Unemployed. Baby mama drama. No car. Or has bad head game. What's the worst?
What's the worst? I mean, damn,
what?
That's a little strip
the
right
what?
There.
Whew.
That's a little strip.
What shit what? On the list? Good. I'm just saying.
Like, no, what the
nigga, ain't no words.
What the worst though? I'm just let that marinate, y'all. I'll repeat. Lives with mom. Unemployed. Can't fuck. Has no head game, no car, a baby or daddy drama. Baby, daddy drama. Baby, daddy drama. Yeah, just let those ones marinate on his way.
Mm-hmm.
What Wednesday? That's the worst.
Right. Huh. Okay. Yeah. Them going to be the questions for y'all. We still got the weather report coming up. Let's see. I believe we got some who's bumping, who's getting fat. We still got some more show stuff for you guys coming up here in a little bit. Let's see. I'm trying to figure out what I want to play tonight. Do I want to do panty droppers? Or do I just want to do, you know, maybe sexy, but, you know, not all slow? I'm kind of in between. I don't know where I want to go with it. How y'all ladies?
I always prefer my panties to be wet, so that's up to you. Ringing, you know, just the, you know, ring them out wet. Just saying,
mm-hmm.
Ring them out wet. So, Jazzy,
I'm gonna go with the panty dropper.
Mm-hmm. See what
okay.
I'm saying? We want our panties wet. I mean, we may not be wearing them right now. But we want them wet when we do wear them. Okay? Just saying.
Okay.
We ain't wearing them half of the time, though.
I know, damn it. They just so uncomfortable. They wear them for what?
Y'all
they
just
in the way.
Crazy visuals. Okay, well, check it out. I think I'm going to help y'all out a little bit. This one here goes on with Jazzy was just on. This is some new music. Remember, people, you got to let us know what you think of these new music, these new artists. They're coming up with the roar, but you got to let us know if you want to hear them more. Check it out. This guy, he goes by TJ Boyce. This is called No Panties, a new artist, something you ain't heard before.
We live, y'all. Hit us up.
424-243-9649. Press 1 with your pinky finger if you're sexy.
Step into my room. You're already. Gonna take my time tonight.
body care.
Get your hair done, all fancy up in them stilettos.
Wet, Wet Wednesday.
A lot of men fantasize on TV. You're not Kelly, you're Beyonce, and I'm not Jay-Z. But what we have is real, and that's alright with me. Got on my knees, give you a ring, because you are my dream. Everything that I imagined my wife would be. So intelligent and classy, and so sexy. Whatever you do, girl, keep doing that. Freaking me.
Monstrous Radio, Wet Wet Wednesdays. Yeah, orgasms with the roar. My little freaky ass. But all right, okay, we bringing it back. We're about to do our Monstrous Radio weather report. But before we do, you know, as we're on the line, when we're on the air, when the music's playing, as you people know, you see our post that goes out. That's post time. You dig? That's when we go out, we post, you know, the show, telling people to tune in. But Miss Unbelievable, for real, for real. Your post, your big girls need love too. For real, for real.
They need to tune in. I'm just saying. We need some love. You know, we want our panties to be wet and dropping too. You know.
Okay. Okay. Hey, I ain't mad at you.
I just
want to
give them the visual. The visual.
All right. Because I was like, what? Okay. Okay, I wasn't expecting that. It is what it is. But
you never expect nothing from Miss Unbelievable. For real? Y'all really trying to expect something from me? Come on now. Y'all should already know.
Absolutely
wow,
not.
Sir. All
right.
Miss Unbelievable.
So, all right, let's run this weather report. Yeah. Tell us what's the weather like.
All right, in Minnesota, we're sitting at 48. In London, it's 58. Ooh, that's got a nice night. In Paris, they got a nice night, too. It's 61. In Atlanta, it's 68. Phoenix is 76. San Juan is 82. New York is 58. Dallas is 52 with some light rain. Los Angeles is 80. And Kansas City is 67. So some nice weather all around to get it in and to get it in again and sweat again and to get it in again and sweat again. That is the Monstrous Radio around the world. Just unbelievable style on a wet, 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 wet.
Right. Well, pretty much the weather is pretty much endorsing your post because your stuff was saying, as it said, skinny bitches, move over. It's big girl season. No, when summer's over. And I'm just like, damn. Okay. It is coming around the cuddle season. You dig? Ain't like having Thanksgiving dinner and, you know, she can't cook. Which could be a whole nother topic all by itself. That's a good one. Skinny girls versus big girls cooking. Who cooks better?
Some skinny girls can lay it down now. Some skinny girls can lay it down. It's not about the weight.
Because we be the hungriest.
Not about the skinniness. It's about the seasoning. It's about the seasoning.
Right. Okay. So let's see. Damn, brain fart. I forgot where I was going with that. So, okay, what else we got tonight?
We want to bring it back to what's worth. Ladies, what's worth? Come on, Jazzy, what's worth for you? You want me to repeat you want me to repeat your options? Living with his mom.
I'm going to get love for 500, Alex.
Oh my goodness. This is true.
I don't think one worse than the other one. Now, if he's living with his mama because she's sick or something like that, you know, I can understand that. That's all right. But if he's just living with his mama because he's lazy and he don't want to pay no bills, then nah, sir.
Okay, what about no car? No car. No car. What about no car?
I mean, I don't have a problem with talking to a nigga without a car. I mean,
okay, so we can take those two off. We can take those two off. Okay, unemployed, can't give head, baby daddy drama.
First of all, I hope he ain't having no baby daddy drama.
No, I think it's more like he the baby daddy drama. You know what I mean? Like he don't.
Yeah,
want
he the baby daddy.
Kids.
He the one.
Or, you know, he ain't throwing no money in, but he always want to come get his kids, or, you know what I mean, just the natural drama that come with a baby daddy. And I shouldn't say natural, but the uncommon. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I forgot, I'm a baby daddy. The uncommon shit that happens. With
I got two baby daddies today, shit, so. But I don't have drama for them because I don't deal with either one of them. So
okay, unbelievable. Scratch that one off.
Yeah,
scratch that one off. So unemployed, can't fuck, can't get hit.
Can't fuck and can't get hit. That is the absolute no, a hell no for me. I'm out. No, no.
And see, it's funny because I was going to say that, you know what I mean, when you said there's not one worse than the other, I'm saying, there might be. Because I think if one is reversed, it almost trumps everything else. Everything else. I mean, if you can fuck good as hell, got some good ass head, it might trump living on your mama couch. It might, she might come pick your ass up. You know, I'm just saying.
In that Uber,
I'm just saying.
He may call for an Uber to come get you.
Right. Might find your ass a job.
And the unemployment line, you know, while he's trying to get him a job in the unemployment line.
Right. So, okay. So, yeah, that probably will be the Trump.
Yeah, that note, don't know how to fuck, don't know how to get head. That's a hell not for me. I'm out. Don't even talk to me.
Don't even talk to me. No, I'm good. Like, how'd you get this number? Type shit.
Who are you again? Where do I know you from?
Right. Mm-hmm. So, all right, so let's step in here, breathing, and when we come back, we're going to see which one is the worst for Miss Unbelievable. Slap a new track in here. This is Tamia. It's called It's Yours.
Don't think too
hard.
All of this right here, all of this right here, it's yours, it's yours. All of this right here, all of this right here,
feels like the touch on your body, body. Oh, oh, don't you sip whatever package. Nothing about me average. I'm a killer boy, call me savage. Queen when I ride catch for you. Don't ever leave me lonely, don't you. No, boy, don't you.
Enough isn't enough when I'm caught up in your love. Been wanting you so much. Myself, I cannot trust around you. Myself, I cannot trust around you. Good thing I don't have to. All of this right here, all of this right here. It's yours, it's yours. All of this right here, all of this right here. It's yours, it's yours.
You ain't gotta say so, baby, come and bring me home.
Myself, I cannot trust around you. Good thing I don't have to.
All of this right here,
all of this right here.
Unbelievable. So, all right, we're going to bring it back, and we're going to see how, what, which one she would rather. You know, we talked with Miss Jazzy B. We done broke it down with her right quick. So let's see what's going on with Miss Unbelievable. Go ahead, Miss Unbelievable. Tell us again, what is the would you rather, and what are your choices?
Take yourself off mute.
I had her on mute still. There we go. My bad. Oops.
Okay. Live with your mama, unemployed, baby daddy drama, can't give head, can't fuck, no call.
Which is the worst?
The worst is can't fuck.
Right.
That's
the worst.
Because you can't train that. I try. You can't train that. It's head. Head. Okay. Okay. Head. Okay. Cool. But if you can't hit it right, no, I cannot. You got to go. I discussed this before. You got to go. I will kick you out of my bed the moment you are, yeah.
Right. I mean, like I said, that's the trump card. That's the trump card right there. I mean, if you can't do that, I mean, as the youngins say today, how are you going to secure the bag?
You are not securing no bag. You're not securing no relationship. You're not securing nothing. Matter of fact, you are taking L's on top of L's. On top of L's, because you have nothing. You have nothing. Like, you have no way of proving your intimacy with anyone if you cannot keep a rhythm or something. Whew.
Of that matter.
I mean, my face is okay. All turned up, Jesus. It's all turned up. Just the thought of it, just, oh.
All right.
Make me cringe.
So, let's see. Okay. So, let's see.
What?
Yeah.
Do you agree with us ladies that is like the ultimate deal breaker? Because I know Jazzy put head in it as well. Would you put head and sex as equal, or like head is something by itself?
Well, I would have to say that's part of the. I would think that would have to be part of the whole motion. You dig? I mean, how many couples just give head and that's it?
I'm with you. That's a part of the package. That's a part of the sexual package.
Yeah.
I'm just. I mean,
right.
Well, there's some people who don't believe in it. There's some people who just won't do it. Like, I
and
know a few people.
Need to stay the fuck away from
well,
me.
Who just
right.
won't
y'all
do it.
Well, then they're labeled anything as bad. Fuck it. Can't fuck.
Wow.
I mean,
so they're labeled.
I mean, because, I mean, let's keep it 100. That's a personal level type thing right there. And who can't fuck. You dig?
Mm-hmm.
Let's keep it 100. One person might be like, this motherfucker laid it down. Another motherfucker might be like, hell no. This, it just all depends on who them people been with before. You know what I mean? I mean, if you've been with somebody who's like a freak porn star type person and you try to go with an average Joe Smo nerdy ass motherfucker, of course you're going to be a little upset.
But I beg to differ that just because he doesn't want to give you head doesn't mean that's a package. Like, what if you, morally, you just don't believe it, but you have good sex?
Well, I guess the point I was getting at is, like, if you're pleased or not. Go ahead, Jazzy.
You can have great sex without having head. But the fact of the matter is, do you give head? And if you don't, then don't come my way. That's the thing.
She said, it's a two-part mix.
It is. I mean, because, you can have sex without giving head. It happens all the time. But do you do it? Is the thing. If you don't know how, just stay over there. Way, way over there.
Right.
But is it a total deal breaker?
Yes.
Deal breaker?
Did you not hear my answer? I said yes.
Yes, I heard your answer, Jazzy. I'm just saying. I'm talking to the people, Jazzy. I'm talking to the people, Jazzy. I hate you, baby. Yes, I understand. Yes, absolutely.
Well, I would have to say, like, for me, my deal breaker, to be honest, my deal breaker would have to be, y'all have to bear with me now, would have to be no job. I can deal with that they can't fuck, She can't fuck that good. That's all right. That's all right. I'm going to keep it 100 with you. Truthfully, all us men really need you to do is lay down.
Well, let's say that don't work for you because you can do all the work. That don't count for me because you can do all the work. That don't count. That don't count.
You ain't even got to look at me. You can look at the wall. I'm still going to get done.
Yeah. Sure.
It don't matter.
You ain't even got to participate.
Me,
just open your legs.
Right. You don't even have to be awake. Your ass could be asleep. I'll give me some little gel. Yeah. Have me a merry little night. But I would have to say that's what it would have to be for me. It would have to be the employment part. That would have to be the deal breaker for me because I think in today's age, a lot of people are looking for this or that. You know, I think everybody has to hold their own. Today,
let me put a disclaimer out there for you, E-Monster. This is E-Monster's disclaimer. When he said you don't even have to be awake, he was not talking about Bill Cosby and bitches.
Right, or non-responsive. He's talking about in the bed and he's going to get it because he knows you, like, you're a freak like that. Not, I'm going to just take it type bullshit. Go ahead. He ain't no Weinstein or R. Kelly nigga. I'm just helping you out, bro. I thought about that too, Jazzy. I was like, damn, how can we turn that shit around? Thank you, my nigga. Thank you. You read my mind.
We got your bet, E. We got your bet.
Oh, shit. I ain't ready. I'm not ready. I'm gonna play another song and then we're gonna come back. Hopefully I got my shit together. This is classic music. This is called Team Nasty.
I had a vision of us standing there 2 days ago, putting on a hell of a show in a Scorpio world. She was trying to find me. She danced with me and we took a trip back to the 90s. And she started to play 12 play. And I took her on my rodeo. Listening to bump and grind. My body all over your body. I wanna know what turns you on. Now I got a handful of her hair. And I'm kissing on her as the whole room is prepared. And we perform this like a Hollywood movie premiere. Every time it's Team Nasty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Classic music. It's called Team Nasty. What team you on? Are you on Team No Head or are you on Team Nasty? Classic music, Wet Wet Wednesday, online radio with the Roar. Don't forget, you can check us out at monsterusradio.com and find all the show links. And when you check them out, you can listen to them 24/7, 365. So, all right, let's bring it back. Let's see, where are we at? Where are we at about time for who's bumping who, who's getting fat? Where are we at in the show?
We're doing who's bumping who, who's getting fat on a Wet Wet Wednesday.
Oh, damn, my bad. Don't blame me. Shit, this morning I woke up, I thought today was Thursday. I'm not going to lie. I was posting everything. Karma Cafe. And I seen one of your posts like, what's she putting Wet Wet Wednesday for? What? The book of Wet Wet Wednesday. What?
That was so good. So if y'all want to open the book of Wet Wet Wednesday, y'all better go to them archives. I'm just saying. They're great books. Book after book after book. I'll get you wet after wet after wet. I'm just saying.
So, all right. So what else sexy are we going to talk about tonight? What else sexy are we on tonight?
Well, you had your post that you wanted to talk about Halloween and the dress up and the nasties you can get when you dress up. Oh, that's not your post, but it was something like that. That's all I got out of it.
Look, I was like, okay, but talking about, you know, the freak holiday, freak-a-ween. It is, y'all call it Halloween. I call it freak-a-ween. It's a freak holiday. It's the only time you can dress up as anything you want to, and your ass won't get put out the house. You dig? I can't think of nothing, you know, what you can come out as. Like, I don't know what you can come out as. What's something that ladies would like to see that not normally you would see? You know what I mean? Maybe him come out dressed up like an Egyptian King Tut or somebody. You know what I mean? With the little gold and all the little, no, not that one. Okay, see, that's fucked up. I
that
did
one's that played out. That one's played out. That one's played out. That one is
okay.
Done over and over again. Mm-hmm. Royal Empire, that's done over. I would like them to come out, like, in Black Panther. Yeah.
I don't know. That's a little gay, though. You are
that's
grown
a little gay,
ass
though.
Man. You
but
coming
I get
out
the,
in
but
a
I get
full
the,
ass latex
who,
outfit?
Yes.
Cool.
But
now,
did you see
little,
how many women was loving that gay ass shit? Because you can see every defineness of the chest, the booty, the dick, the everything. Like, what?
There's just some things you leave on the movie now. There's something you leave on the, that look good on him in the movie. Now, your man in your room in full black latex talking about some girl.
Hey, I don't think he growled. He didn't growl. He never growled. Like, what the fuck? I didn't say Pink Panther. I didn't say the Pink Panther. I said the Black Panther. You're getting the Panthers mixed up, E. You're getting the Panthers mixed up. I'm going to need you to look at the Black Panther again. He was whooping some ass. What?
All right. Okay. Let's see. Is there one you can think of, Jazzy? Something that a guy could wear that would be sexy.
That I would want my nigga to dress up as?
Yep.
Himself? I'm not really into niggas dressing up. I like to be the one dressed up. I like costumes and shit like that. I really don't want my nigga to dress up because he already look good, so you know, I'm like,
Okay.
I like the robot.
Okay.
I'll take a fireman.
Oh, yeah, firemen are sexy, but, you know, that's some different shit.
I'll take a doctor.
A fireman, a doctor, yeah.
Yeah, I'll take a cowboy. I'll take a cowboy.
See, y'all doing the simple, easy shit. Y'all do the simple, easy. I'm talking about some really off the wall shit like Chewbacca or somebody.
That's too much.
Dress up as
a cowboy. That's not cute. That's not sexy.
Or how about Thor coming out with a vibrating
sword or whatever. I'll take Thor. I'll take Thor.
With a vibrating hammer.
That'll work.
Any Marvel characters.
Yeah.
Okay, so now we're getting somewhere.
I'll take a limo driver. Yep.
A limo driver? What you talking about, Marvel? You come out with a limo driver?
Have all black in a hat,
Security guard, cop.
Military.
Oh, I get it. Uniform.
Yeah.
You like a man in uniform.
I like a man without no clothes, but, I mean, a uniform is good. What else? Because I like all kinds of things, too.
Vampire.
Okay. Vampire. Okay. So where is it going? You know what?
Werewolf.
Where is he going to bite you at? Because let's keep it 100. Everybody got their little spot that they can pick. I'm going to keep it 100. If I dress up as the person and my girl dressed up as a vampire, there's only one place she can bite me to turn me into a vampire. I'm just saying.
No.
I got two places.
I have two places.
I got two places. My neck, and my inner thigh.
Okay.
My inner thigh is one. And then, the click, I mean,
boop.
I mean, you just bite there and keep on biting. Just follow the land.
I thought for sure y'all were going to be like, my neck, my back, my, all right. So.
And my ears. I like my ear. If you put your tongue in my ear, that's it. Mm. I keep them clean just in case. Mm. You will not taste no wax.
So. Okay, so let's see. What else do we got?
Boop. We know one place with you, but there's just one. That's it. There's no other place that we should know about. It's the DJ Monster that will turn you into a vampire arena.
Nope, right
vampire
there.
Vampire Negro.
Right there. That's my spot. Right there. Just bam, right there. Just hit right there, baby. Pitbull. Bam, right there. Okay, there's another little spot that can give me air time, you dig? It's a spot. It might get other people, too. I don't know. I don't know if y'all know about this spot, but we'll just say somebody's kissing on, okay, my chest, but y'all breasts. You dig? They go past your little nipple part, and they go down the side of your rib. Has a kissing on the side of your rib. It make you tingle a little, make your hair stand up a little bit. Then they go down, and there's this spot, like, right in between, like, where your leg is and your abdomen. There's, like, this line. Man, shit, nibble on that motherfucking line on me? Oh, gosh. So, that spot right there. Okay, I guess I got two there. Yeah, okay, we all do stuff. So, yeah, I'll take that one. Yeah. No, I got three. You can buy my tank.
No, I'm fucking with y'all. Anyway, I'm fucking with y'all.
You can suck my toes. You can suck my toes. They clean too. You can suck my toes. Y'all, they clean too. Yes,
so,
I am.
Okay, so let's see. What else do we got? So we did mine. We did yours. Did you have one, Jazzy?
I didn't. I did not have one.
Oh, okay.
Mm-mm.
Okay. Well, let's see. Well, what else can we talk about on Wet, Wet Wednesday? Let's see. I probably should slap another breather in here. Yeah, I said it for 90 minutes. We can still end it if y'all want. But yeah, I set it up for 90 minutes. Let's see. What do I got? Another.
Oh, let me get this out right quick. Y'all know my son is a fan of our radio show. He told me to tell y'all what's up, my doggies.
What up?
What's up, Lil Shawnee? What's up, Lil Shawnee?
And he said he love y'all.
That's what's up.
Shout
out
to
Wop
Big Wop Wop. We love him too. While he's looking for something, y'all, okay, so like for real. So getting back to Halloween, like I got a question. Would y'all get busy in like the haunted tunnel or a haunted house or a house of mirrors or a haunted whatever, pet hayride,
I'll take the house of mirrors for $500.
Oh, that's a good one. Me honestly, to be now honestly, I would like to say yes for the fun of it, but I would have to say no. I'm sorry, I would have to decline. Just because I'm very self-conscious of walking around and people could tell I got a heart on. I mean, damn. I can't just put that motherfucker away. It's, but hey, we've been working. You did? So, I mean, unless I got a rope to tie it to my leg or something, I'm not really too keen when we might have to just step right out in public or somebody just might pop up, pow. Hey, I caught y'all. What? Okay. No, we wasn't. Well, what's that? Ooh. Give me a minute. Can we talk about it? But, you know, I mean, don't get me wrong. I mean, I like the excitement outside. Now, if we the only ones there or something like that, we can tip the dude off and be like, hey, let's just be me and her and don't look back. Bloomberg, I don't give a fuck. Look back if you want to, but just don't steer off the motherfucking path. but, you know what I mean? Like that, maybe, because it's expected. But as far as just like, in the haunted house, other people around, you know what? Shit. At my age, shit, I probably try it. Fuck around and find a new motherfucking fetish. I'm just saying.
You know how to sneak and geek, E Monster. You know how to sneak and geek. You know how to sneak and geek.
I can sneak and get it in the corn maze, like for real, because you know that you everybody ain't coming on the same track. You come like the same spot, so y'all can like boop boop boop, hit it there. You know, time yourself. Boop boop boop. Okay, let's go to this. Boop boop boop. They won't know. Boop boop boop. Time yourself. You know, okay, hit it. Bang bang bang. You know, make sure you got the right clothes on though. You know, make sure you got a skirt on or something. You know, make sure you got a boop boop boop, and then you know you just walk down this way. You know, because there's always hey. You know, bend her over right quick and, you know, make it seem like you just, like, taking a picture or something. You got this.
Miss Unbelievable, you done playing this out, huh?
Ha, girl. Jazzy. No, I did not. Absolutely not. But it sounds fun as shit, though, because there ain't no lies. There ain't no lies at all. I ain't no. I mean, you're going to have to make it on your own. There may be a little light over here, but the pumpkin, I'm telling you, he ain't going to tell. What the pumpkin going to say? Don't stop, get it, what? I'm just saying.
Now, I'll keep it 100. I'm going to slap a little breathing here. I'll keep it 100 now. That might work in the South. I don't know how good that going to work up here now, Mr. Unbelievable. It's a little cold out there, shit. On the man, you must got to be a real heavyweight because, shit, exposing them balls like that, your shit been all froze up like little BBs back there sounding like you back there shaking dice every time you talking about get it, son. You got a dice game going in the back or you got the Mexican band and y'all got a cha-cha section.
I'm telling you that. I'm telling you when that big booty hit them balls, they'll warm up. Or you take them hands and you warm them up for him. Please, you better. Oh wait, did I sound like I knew what I was talking about again? Oh my God! Slap that breather. Good Lord, slap the breather.
Here we go, Devon Terrell. This is called Temperature. If them balls is right, that ass is big. You got a point though.
Please stop texting me at 3 in the morning. Shorty, if you're next to me, gotta get up in the morning. Fuck how I'm feeling now, cause you got it in my mind, yeah. I was just chilling, but now you got me on your time, yeah. Whoa, whoa, you don't gotta worry about loving me. Do this shit right here, now we about passion, yeah. It's still 3 in the morning, though. We in LA, everything closing at 2 in the morning. All out of options, so you are my option, so slide through. I just want to be inside you. These are the words of a side dude. I don't get caught up on titles. I'd rather sit back and be idle. I need you, just the way you need me. I can be your in-between kind of lover. Talking about a sometimes kind of lover. When he texting you, girl, I don't notice. Put it on silent so I can focus. You can even put it on vibrate, yes. Yeah, so you're a lot of work in your hands.
Oh, did you say goodbye? Oh, yesterday, oh, yeah.
You was iffy in your feelings, yeah. Sick of just playing these games. So I'm checking your temperature.
Trying to figure you out when I kick game. Go too fast, let me switch lanes. Is she hot? Is she cold? Let me know. Let me know. Trying to figure you out when I kick game. Go too fast, let me switch lanes. Is she hot? Is she cold? Let me know. Let me know.
Tell me what's good, baby, I'm right here. Trying to figure you out, but you're still not clear. When you leave me out here, I go so cold. Don't know how much you take me out the zone or you be fucking with me. Slow texting me, wonder if you're playing with me. Are you hot or you cold or am I warm, yeah? Getting closer to your shorty right now, yeah. Giving me the run around, yeah. Stop driving around in circles like I said. Hopping as if the Uber come right now. It's later than 3 in the morning now. This was New York, someone be up and that just kills my vibe. We in LA so we got us more time. So slide through. I just want to be inside you. These are the words of a side dude. I don't get caught up on type. I'd rather sit back and be idle. I need you just the way you need me. I can be your in-between kind of lover. Talking about a sometimes kind of lover.
So hard to say goodbye.
Was iffy in your feelings, yeah. Sick of just playing these games. Well, I'm checking your temperature.
Wet Wednesdays. Online radio with the roaring ooh-wee. Miss Unbelievable Jazzy B, and I am DJ E Monster. We are the Monstars. So let's see. Oh, snap. I'll
put
be
your arms
right.
up. Say it with your chest. Say it with your chest.
I can't. It don't work right now. Damn it. I had a good comeback for us to talk about, but shit, I just seen like the last couple years of my life flash before me, so I don't forgot what it was just that easy. Oof.
Okay.
Oh, my goodness,
so. What do you think is played out for this summer? I mean, for this Halloween for the ladies? Like, what's played out? Like, what if the men are like, I'm done. Don't wear that again. That's not a turn on.
Nurse.
Well, damn. all right.
My bad. Was that out loud?
Yeah, and fast. All right.
Okay, sorry. Go ahead, finish. I'm sorry.
I'm done.
Okay.
Play it out. Don't want to no more.
Yeah, here's one that I don't want to see. I would never want to see. And it is what it is. But I don't like the ones with the little schoolgirl shit. They be trying to dress like little girls and like, yeah, I don't like that shit. Hell no. What? You trying to say you think I'm a pedophile, motherfucker? I mean, what the fuck? You couldn't take no adults? You going to come in here dressed as some little school book girl? What you trying to turn me on to? Get the fuck out of here with that shit. Hell no. I got to take my daughter to school tomorrow. The fuck wrong with you? So that's a bad one. I would say, let's see, another bad one for ladies that will be a bad one to wear. Well, I guess I know I said it, but shit, a bad one for a lady would be Chewbacca. Shit, that might be a little too furry, mommy.
Just keep it growing. Don't shave the whole month of October. Just keep it going. Let it be a bush all over. We'll shave it together. I'll be the barber.
So, I mean, what would be some bad ones for guys? What would be some mood spoilers for guys dressing up on a Halloween late night trying to get it in?
A stripper.
Dressing like a chick.
Dressing like a chick. That might be a spoiler. That might be a spoiler.
For me, as a stripper, because if he can't dance and can't move, I'm like, why? Why would you even? Why? Like, why? You're just taking the whole Chocolate City out my head and.
And he got no witch dance to do, right? Like, he can't come in and talk about whip it, nay, nay. He can't do that one.
No, and I don't want no stripper who's want to step. Come on, let's step in the name of love. Hell no. No. That's grandpa. That's grandpa stripping. That's grandpa stripping. No.
Oh, shit. Woo-hoo. Oh, my goodness. Okay, so if I ever strip for somebody, do not step.
No.
Just a visual in my head, though. Just a dude trying to step for his girl. Come on, baby. I'm stripping for you. Yeah, you like that? I got a spin for you.
And then you got that little leg that pop out. I'm like, hey, no, bro. Then they going to dip down and turn around. Come on. I'm like, I was like, keep this. No. Nothing. That's not cute.
Okay.
Okay. Okay.
Whew. Can y'all think of some any other ones that would be a turn off? Let me see. Can I think of another one? If
a turn off.
Mm-hmm.
If you came as Donald Trump with the mask and you want to talk about, I'm not trying to make everything right. I'm not trying to make our bed right again, you know.
All I'm going to say is this, ladies. I don't give a fuck if people buy one just in case your man might come home talking about he look like who she just said. Buy you a strap on. You come as Donald Trump. You fuck him like he been fucking the country. I'm just saying. Your man come home dressed as Donald Trump. We probably gonna be off the air by come Friday.
Don't
but,
dress like
hey.
Bill Cosby in a jail suit. Don't do it. Mm-mm.
Oh. Oh.
Don't dress up in a jail costume, period.
Talk about, well, do you want some Jell-O pudding? No.
Sorry, y'all. I got all kinds of jokes in there. I'm going to let it be, though. I'm going to let it be. It's a sexy show. Okay, the jail outfit. How about the handcuffs, though? No jail outfit, the handcuffs. The police? Does the police work?
That's a guard, though. That's a guard. Unless you get to, unless you know how to use the stick. Mm-mm. Don't dress up as no guard if you don't know how to use that stick. That
vibrating
stick is important.
Okay. What about the police?
As long as you got a good taser.
Wait,
that can
what?
Strap to you. That can strap to you, and we can daze our way on through. Like, boop. You got it. You put it on, and you put it on, and oh my.
Hold on, player.
Huh?
Did you just say a taser?
What the
fuck?
Taser.
Okay, I don't know what kind of shit you went to. She said, come to bed with a taser. I'm jumping out the window. You come to bed with a, I'm jumping out the window. You jump in my bed with a taser. Talking about some babies. Oh,
I ain't talking about no real taser. Good Lord,
okay.
I'm just kidding. I'm not talking about real taser. You ain't going to survive. You ain't going to feel nothing. You're going to go numb. Have you ever got hit with a taser, bro? Seriously, your little ass will.
No.
I'll have to call 911 for your little ass if you got hit by a taser.
I done been tased 4 times.
Well, damn. What call? Never mind.
We on Wet Wednesday. That's a Karma Cafe confession.
Oh, snap. So, okay. Let's see. What else we got?
Question. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, my mom stars. I know I just got a lot of questions, but I'm just feeling it tonight. I just told y'all. Would you do, like, one-night stands on Halloween?
That's a no for me.
Yeah, I'm trying to find it in to be like, yeah. But,
go to a club, see a sexy dang, see something, be like, ooh, that's sexy, you know, turn you on a little bit. And you'd be like, let's hit it.
You know, fuck it, I'm going to go
for
it.
No for me, but.
Yeah, I would. Yeah, I'm going to go for it. Fuck it. Yeah, I would. She got to be bomb as fuck, though. She got to be straight up Wakanda, straight full haircut back. Everything. It's got to be perfect, though. But sure, why not? It's the fantasy. I mean, it's fantasy night. It's fantasy.
It's freak-a-wing.
I can't even come up with no bullshit to even entice it, to even try to front like I really, really would go. I try to come up with some side shit. Like, yeah, it's excitement. It's invigorating.
You know what? It's excitement for those who are into that, though. Like, let's just keep it 100. A lot of people do choose to do one-night stands on times where they don't have to be themselves. Like, usually, you know, they're either shy or they can't present themselves, you know, presentable. They usually choose holidays or different Comic Cons or whatever to get sex, because I don't think people's thoughts, you know, I think they're in the fantasy land as well, so they may join in. I'm just saying, y'all think that people choose holidays to engage in things like that?
Now, me personally, I think that's just a bunch of ugly motherfuckers who can't get none without putting on a mask or some other bullshit on their face. That's all that's ugly to me. That's what it means to me. Because, I mean, damn. That's one night stand is okay. On Halloween, all dressed up, dressed as somebody else, or dressed as something else, and makeup and some other stuff. What if you actually run into that person again and be like, ooh, I remember that chain. Oh, you didn't look like, okay. When you, I thought that was the costume. No, that was really you. Okay.
And it's nothing. What about if you doing it and she looks nothing like the person that you just had sex with when you see them again? They'd be like, you don't remember me? And you'd be like, hell no, you look like Dracula, or you look like Umbuko or somebody. And you'd be like, what? I said, with you?
And now you look like Quasimoto. What the fuck was I thinking?
Yeah.
That was some hella tequila. Great bar. Okay,
oh, that was some hell of a makeup you had on.
I mean, okay, what about how sexy do you get at your work party? How sexy do you actually get at your work party? And how far is it before it's gone too far?
I think if you know how sexy girl, you know, goes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you got your boobs all out and your skirt is to your middle of your thigh, you got thigh high pantyhose on, and your heels is about 4 inches, and
coming as Harley Quinn.
Coming as a Harley, I don't know about a Quinn, but, you know, because only some people can get Harley Quinn good. But you know what you look like, you know, and what's respectful, because it's like either you're trying to impress somebody from your job or you don't want your job. So you got to put
right.
In the middle, because that's still your job. When it's all said and done, that's still your job.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I say when they can see your little ass cheek, and see your nipple Oreos, yeah, that's a little too far. I think at a company party, I think you should try to be as covered up as you can. I don't think you should try to become as no prostitutes and pimps. Those
oh,
that'd
be
things.
Funny though. Jesus. that'd
but
be funny
yeah.
as shit.
Why you can't dress like a pimp to the office party?
Huh?
Why you can't dress like a pimp to the office party?
Right. I mean, a hoe could be dressed up to the nine. What is you saying? She'd be a high-class hoe.
Yeah, but, I guess, to me, at a business place, I think that could be, to me, it could give the wrong look. It is
you
what
know,
it is.
In
it
the business
the
place,
look.
They some of the freakiest motherfuckers out here.
Yeah.
Some of their bosses. Might be calling pimps to get hookers, but
right.
but especially with with a lot of the trafficking and stuff in the news and the stuff going on in today's age, I just think sometimes, you know, and maybe it's just me, but sometimes I think you got to be sensitive about what's going on in the world with your costume. So let's keep it 100. When we were kids, Halloween was about doing whatever in the hell you wanted to do. You can be whatever you wanted to be. Whatever it was like really kind of came down to the funny or whatever, whatever. And then all of a sudden it turned into this thing where you started seeing the people doing the KKK. And there was that one couple, they were married, everything. He was a white guy, she was a black girl. They did the master slave thing and things like that. So it might be fun and games to some of us and take enlightenedly because, you know, it is what it is to us. But to some other people, it could be taken the wrong way or you might abuse their feeling or something like that. I know we don't live for other people's feelings as much as we should in America, but that's why I think it wouldn't be good to show up at a company party as a pimping up. But that's just me.
I mean, we go in the bathroom and, oh, wait, we at work. Do you get in character? Like, you know, I guess it's who you work with and where you work. Mm-hmm. If you guys are that free and open to have, you know, if they say no holds barred, we're just whatever, it is that, just that, you know. But if you guys know that it's, like, stuffy and they can't take no jokes, then you go, you know, respectful. But usually when it's after work, they turn up more than you. They surprise you more. You know, you're trying to be conservative and they just off the chain. You're like, wow, I wasn't expecting that. So,
yeah,
but
right,
most
right.
of the time they try to keep it fun.
They be wilding. I done had to leave, like, 2 office parties. Like, y'all doing too much. Let me leave.
Right, right. We're like, y'all do remember we got to work tomorrow or on Monday.
That's like confession center because they drink a lot. They be like, so, you know, Bob really was fired because you learn a lot because them, they be drinking and drink.
Right.
You be like, what? Who's messing with who? What? How long? What? I promise you, I will tell everybody tomorrow.
Hey, that's got to be the worst when you become the class or the job clown for like the next week. Oh, yeah, remember he took like 3 or 4 shots and he goes, or remember he came on to such and such and such. He didn't even know who it was. He was so lost or lit or whatever, whatever. Oh, goodness. You know what? Let's see. I don't think I've ever, yeah. But then I had somebody come get me right away. One time I got a little couple drinks at a park company party. Yeah, I had somebody come get me right away. Like, oh, fuck, I lose my job. Hey, I play too much. Like, we don't even know you from like that. What department are you from? I'm Rick James, bitch. Oh, get him out of here. Don't you bring your ass back
I went to my cousin's office party, and they called us the Housewives of the North Side.
Wow.
I said.
Okay.
I said, oh, you want me to act like the Housewives of the North Side? For real? I looked at my cousin, and I was like, let me move. And we had unlimited drinks. Nigga, let me move.
All right, so let's see. So we are close to the end of the show. And, yeah, I'm getting a little tired. I'm not going to lie. You know, tomorrow's Comedy Cafe. I don't know what we're going to talk about tomorrow, but we should talk about how you know somebody really don't like you. They act like they like you, but they really don't like you. You dig, like, okay, I keep it, like, usually I don't eat popcorn that much. I just keep it 100. I don't eat popcorn that much. But lately I ate some popcorn. Shut up. Don't judge me. Pray for me. It's the little fucking kernel thing. For some reason, somehow the way my mouth is built, somehow the motherfuckers always fuck with me. You dig? And I ate some popcorn and motherfuckers fuck with me. So I got a little swelling over here. So now I got to figure out how I'm going to deal with this swelling. So I tried to ask somebody. You dig? I mean, what should I use to have the swelling go down? I don't want to have to go all the way in. This motherfucker talking about some, put some baking soda on it. What the fuck? Why would I put some baking soda on some swelling in my mouth? What the fuck? I said I had motherfucking swelling like a toothache type shit. I didn't say I had a yeast infection. The fuck? I must put some baking powder in your mouth. Why would I do that? God damn it. See, that's how you know somebody don't like it. They give you bad advice. You know what I mean? To my, oh, no. The blood's just squirting out. You don't need stitches. No, you could tough it up. How did they do it back in the caveman days? And then give you some bullshit-ass logic. That's what we're going to talk about tomorrow. One of the things. How you know people don't like you? They give you bad advice. So maybe I got some advice.
I'm that person to be like, you don't need stitches. No. Just put a Band-Aid on it. Put some super glue on you to close up.
Right. Actually, shit, the super glue will work. And actually, I seen this thing. I say this, and then we can get up out of here. But did you see the thing? I think I shared it. It's a thing for stitches.
Yeah, I seen that.
You seen that? That's just kind of cool. Yeah. I'm like, damn, for real? I wonder if that thing actually works. Because I know if I get cut open or something, shit, I've been like gangrene by the time
I'm the person who never want to go to the hospital and get stitches.
Yeah, see, that's me. I mean, I had gangrene by the time I'd be like, "Dad, I got to go in or they're going to cut it off." Like the last damn minute.
For real, I done use super glue. I done sewed my skin back together with needle and thread. I done did all types of shit to keep from going to the hospital.
You're a motherfucking G.
Okay.
So, any last words before we get up out of here?
See y'all tomorrow. Same bad time, same crazy place with us Monstars at themonstersradio.com. Thank you for listening. Let's get it. Let's go tomorrow.
All right. There it is. So we out of here, y'all. Tomorrow's Karma Cafe, the only cafe where there are no menus. But your ass will still be served, which you all deserve. Monstars Radio Live. We are the Monstars.